you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Best of Health and Wellness podcast. On this episode, we're bringing you everything you missed from 2016.
Welcome, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and this episode, I wanted to share some healthy foods and snacks, especially that will help you stay on track with your goals and things like that. And like I said, I spoke about this in a previous episode that during this winter time and the fall time and things like that, it's starting to get cooler and people, it's the holidays and things like that. And I did mention that I was going to give some tips for holiday foods and how to survive the holidays in a future episode, because I think that we should kind of wait on that until it's closer to the holidays. So probably sometime in November, I'll think of some things to share with you guys that will help me and some things that have helped me throughout in the past to stay on track. But anyways, so you know, during the summer, people travel a lot, and we always talk about how to stay healthy on the go. We touched on one episode on how to consume protein powder on the go and to have your protein shakes and make it convenient for you to keep up with your whatever lifestyle, diet and lifestyle that you're on, to kind of make it a little bit easier and things like that. And I wanted to now, one of the reasons why I wanted to discuss this and things like that, I also wanted to give some benefits of other foods that sometimes we overlook, including beans. I don't know why beans get such a bad rep. I know that a lot of people feel like you shouldn't eat beans, but I'm going to tell you why you should and some of the benefits that come with eating legumes and things like that. But one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about these different foods and give some ideas on different snacks that you can consume on a regular basis if you want, or when you're going on a long trip, if you're vacationing, if you're traveling, or just for your kids, if you want to start making that transition and make that change also, not only for your own lifestyle, but for your home and for the people and your loved ones, is because I stumbled upon an article when I was researching and doing some things like that. And it's based upon a new statistic that has been put out by in regards to the United States. So here at home, it was put out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, this actually just came out in September, so it's fairly recent. Okay, this is not like a study that came out. And I know that there's all these studies and all of these suggestions based on research. And then we hear that, oh, this research was conducted in 2005 or 2010 even. But this actually is research that was put out just fairly recently, just about a month ago. And it stated that, you know, according to the CDC, there is no state in the U.S. where less than 20% of the adults are obese. So in every single state, at least 20% of the adults are considered obese. Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia, over 35% are obese. Now, if you live in one of these states, I'm sure you can see it around you. It might be, you know, some people like every, you know, it just kind of depends on your location. It depends. I've always been told that, you know, places like tropical places, they're not as obese because they're always in the water, but that's not true, clearly, because, it looks like according to the map, Florida, Upwards of 30% of the adults are obese. So it doesn't really matter where you are. It just has to do with choices, and it has to just do with the nation as a whole. Like, this is something that us as a nation is facing. And I really believe it has a lot to do with convenience and things like that, because fast food is, for many people, considered to be more convenient, and it's more convenient and it's faster. You know, on my commute to the studio, actually here, I pass a total of 6 McDonald's like on the way. And that's just like on my side of the street. And so to where it's like easy to just kind of pull in, pull out and keep going type thing. Like, I wouldn't even have to cross the intersection and go to the other side of the street. So like really convenient. And that's just McDonald's here in Sacramento, at least on my commute to the studio from my house. And so, and also there's Starbucks's, there are Jack in the Box, there's Carl's Jr. that I pass as well, and other places like that. So now, obesity is considered having a body mass index of 30 or higher. And so now BMI, people have different ways of measuring your BMI and things like that. And there's like the old school way where you pinch certain places of your body and, you know, you take the how much fat is hanging and things like that. And then there's also like body pods that have a more accurate representation. There's the one where you're standing in place and you hold on to the little handheld thing, kind of looks like a Game Boy almost, and then or like a Xbox controller, and then it shoots small electric waves to your body and things like that, and you could take your measurements that way. So there's multiple ways to check your BMI, but according to the study, like I said, so 20% of adults throughout the United States have a BMI of 30 or higher. And of course, this comes with the risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, certain cancers. It affects your way of life sometimes for some of these people. For some of us who are obese and things like that, it may slow us down. We may not enjoy particular activities because we just don't want to, or for whatever reason. You know, there's a variety of things that are affected by being overweight. And it's one of those things where you just want to make sure that you're healthy. And so in this episode, I wanted to share some snacks and things like that that are convenient and easy to go and that you can pack with you that aren't too expensive, so that you don't have to stop by the fast food chain restaurant to pick up something quick off the dollar menu and be able to make healthier choices and things like that. Because I too myself have that problem. I admit it. There's 6 McDonald's on the way to just on my way to work.
For more health-filled tips, please stick around.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And today we've got a couple different topics to talk about, but both being in terms of relationships, both in and outside of the gym. Now, the first one we wanted to go into was 4 reasons that have been studied to exercise with your partner that have been shown to kind of strengthen your bond and communication with each other. And I understand why, but let's jump into the first one because I think that the reason why ties into this one quite a bit. Now, the first reason is it strengthens your communication skills in stressful situations. And what they mean is when you're at the gym, I mean, technically your body is undergoing stress every time you're lifting and working out. And in a weird way, when you're at the gym, you get like you get mentally stressed out, but not like in a negative sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your body kind of cuts into like a no nonsense mode. So you're not in the mood for so much talking, so much time wasting. But when you're at the gym, since you're there, there's kind of this like pre-understanding of it's not like a negative thing if I tell you to kind of wrap up your sentence and get to your set, you know? So I think that it's like a certain type of pressure that you have when you're at the gym. You know, you have to go, 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 but it's not like you're late for anything. You know, it's just about pushing yourself. I think that that's the key. Do you ever notice, Pauline, like on a day off, you wake up and you just feel so calm?
Mm-hmm.
But on a day that you work, you wake up, and even though, like, I'm not saying, like, wake up late. Like, let's say you work later in the evening, and work isn't for a few hours, so you have time. But you still wake up with that kind of sense of, like, of pressure.
Right.
And I think that the gym has kind of the opposite effect. When you're pushing yourself, when something is pushing you, you kind of have a negative feeling toward it. But when you're pushing yourself, it's a totally different ballgame, you know?
True.
And I think that having that pressure on you, but not being an outside factor, makes it easier, but at the same time teaches you guys to communicate under pressure.
Right. And I think that that totally makes sense. And it says another, you know, reason to exercise with your partner is to like strengthen your emotional connection. And I think that does kind of make a lot of sense because you're doing something together and you're able to interact like on something different. It doesn't have to do with anything besides bettering yourselves.
Right.
And I used to actually personally, I used to work out with, we didn't work out often. So I don't know if he's ever going to listen to this, but he's probably going to be like, she lying. But I didn't work out. We didn't work out all the time, but there was a lot of times where when I would work out with him that I just felt like a little bit more motivated too. Because he was like not only doing it with me, but a lot of times he wouldn't actually do it with me. He was just like helping me because he played on the basketball team. So he was always working out and exercising. So a lot of times he would just come on his like off time to go with me, or he would if he couldn't go with me, then he would tell me what to do. Like he would kind of like draw up like kind of like a little plan. Right. And like outline exercises and things that he thought that I should do that time when I was going to the gym and things like that. And I kind of actually really enjoyed it. And I liked it because I felt that like this was another thing that we were doing together that wasn't necessarily like a date. Like it's kind of like a date-ish kind of. I don't know. It depends on what you think a date should be. But it was just more time. And that's another reason why you should exercise and work out with your partner is because it gives you more time together. And yeah, you are focused and depending on what you're exactly doing at the gym, because like some people with their partners, like they'll go and do like a class together or they'll just, you know, lift weights together and things like that. And it is kind of like a lot of fun. And I'm the type of person that, and he knew that I didn't have that much experience in the gym. So I know that it kind of helped us because one, it was me kind of like humbling myself to ask him to come with me to the gym. So, you know, like I was asking him for help, and also it just showed that like I trusted like his opinion and his like his workout routines, like, you know, because I was seeing the difference in him and I knew that he was way more experienced than I was. So I trusted him to kind of help me, and that, you know, it's a good thing to like trust your partner and things like that. And it's kind of interesting because you don't really realize all the different levels that when you work out with your partner, all the different levels that it touches and touches upon. And, you know, then like after like a really good workout and things like that, he's like, especially when it was during a time where there were times like when he would like push me to do certain things, and if I couldn't do it, he would like just laugh at me. And I'm the type of person that like I would joke about it too, like I cannot do this. But then slowly but surely you see your improvements and then you realize, oh, you can do this. Or like a couple workouts in, you get reminded by, you know, like your partner or whoever, remember when you couldn't do this? And then you both feel like a sense of like achievement because you guys work together to achieve this like milestone, no matter how big or small it is. And then it's like, ooh, I can do this. Push me to do something different now, you know. So
like a nostalgic sense of achievement.
Yeah.
And even if it wasn't that long ago, it's like, wow, that's funny. I remember when I would try to lift this.
Right. You know, or like in my case, because like I don't know how to use a lot of like the equipment. I didn't know how to use a lot of it. So like he would think it's kind of funny
And it just gave us like more time to just like laugh at one another and just kind of like enjoy each other's company. Because especially like when I was doing cardio, I mean, I can't talk that much, but then he could like talk to me, you know, and then it kind of gets your mind off of it and kind of distracts you. Cause I personally don't care for like running and things like that. But then, and then it kind of, for me, I don't know how anybody else feels, but like for me, it kind of motivated me because then I think that because we're achieving our goals together, we have, again, something else in common, and that you're going to be kind of like more attracted to me, I guess, because we're reaching goals together.
Right. Well, not just that, but the point that I wanted to make was that there's this weird kind of feeling when you do things, you do like the same thing, but not exactly together. And what I mean is, have you ever gone to a party that you and your boyfriend go to, except for whatever reason, like you work late or something and he gets there first. And by the time you get there, he's already having a great time. And for some reason, you feel like the odd man out.
Right.
You know, you feel almost left out. It's like a strange abandoned feeling that you know is not like logical, but you can't help but feel that way. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, but people feel that way, I think, a lot. And I think that if you had a partner or if you were going to the gym and making gains and talking about gains and things, they're just kind of like, oh, well, good for you. But I'm like not. But right. If you guys are doing these things together, then you're progressing together and no one's the odd man out.
Exactly. So, I mean, four reasons, the four reasons that we had were to exercise with your partner were to like strengthen communication skills in stressful situations, strengthen your emotional connection, develop your dependability. Because then I think with that one too, especially for me, I depended on him to like come up with stuff for us to do, you know, and to kind of help me. And I depended on him to like motivate me. And it's kind of, you know, because he was more fit and he was more knowledgeable on workouts and things like that. So, and then, but you also depend on one another to, if you guys are planning on going, like say for instance, tomorrow morning, waking up early and going, then you're depending on your partner, not only just as like your partner in a relationship, but just like being like a gym partner, following through and waking up and following through and not, you know, skipping out because they're tired or something like that.
Right.
And so that was reason number three. And then reason number four was, we kind of touched on this already, but spending more time together, because before I started going to the gym and stuff, when he would go to work out or go to shoot hoops and I wouldn't go, then sometimes I wouldn't see him like all day because that's what he was doing and I was choosing not to go. And so there would be times when I'd be like, okay, I'll just go with you while you shoot around and like shoot hoops and like do your workout and I'll just shoot by myself too. And so it does give you guys more time to spend with one another, and it gives you like kind of like a hobby together and something else that you can do together with your partner that's pretty like, I think it's fun, but it's kind of like more low key. Like there's not too much pressure and you don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to get ready. You just can kind of just throw something on, you know, you don't have to really try. You just are going there to better yourself.
We're coming up on a break, so stick around for more.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
We are back. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were just in the middle of of a very interesting topic, which was, do you generate more positivity or negativity? And now this is going to be question number two. So I guess we'll start with you again.
Okay.
You know, because ladies first and I'm a super gentleman.
Right. So the question is, are you critical and judgmental or creative and open-minded? So this is a pretty tough question for me because I think when it comes to myself, I'm really critical.
Me too.
I'm very, you know, critical of every part of me, whether it's from like what I'm wearing to what I like look like, my hair, how like my performance at work and things like that. I've always been really critical of myself. But then on the flip side of it, it's really funny because I'm really encouraging and like open-minded to others and really like gung-ho on board for them when it comes to things that they are, you know, interested in or wanting to do. Like how you were saying how you, when like you push people to follow their dreams, like when they say like, I'm interested in this, or, oh, I might want to like, I'm thinking about trying this. You're like, just do it, like go. Whereas I encourage other people to take like leaps and risks, and I play it really safe. So that's something that I've been actually trying to like do differently. But mm-hmm. I do think that I'm pretty open-minded. And I think one reason for like to help, to me, that has helped me be more open-minded and to be more just open and less like not okay. So more open and more understanding and, you know, just accepting of others and things that they do is just the fact that it really is because of, I feel like I'm not perfect, and I feel like I genuinely, like as a person, like as an individual, I genuinely try not to do things that would harm or give the wrong impression or misconception to others. So right. I feel that they don't do that. So I always think, like, I always look at the good, you know, I'm like, well, they must not have done that on purpose. You know, like I don't, you know, and I always think that there has to be. A lot of my friends poke fun at me, but I always say to them, like when something happens or someone does something and I just can't understand it, I'm like, why would they do that? Or, you know, I can't believe this person would say this to me or this person would do this to me. And my friends and my family always laugh because I always say to them, I just want to ask them to explain to me their reasoning behind it. Because to me,
I know exactly.
Yeah, because to me, it doesn't make any sense. But clearly to them, they had a reason why they said that, why they did that. And there has been some opportunities that I've had where I do get the chance to go to that person and ask them like, hey, you know, it really kind of took me aback, or you really disappointed me or hurt my feelings when this happened. Could you just, you know, and I would tell them like, I'm over it now. Like, I get it. Like, I'm past it. But can you just explain to me where the miscommunication was or why you did that? Because that wasn't cool, or, you know, and things like that. And so and some of my friends even do it to me now. Like, they'll just say, Pauline, like, I don't get why you did that. Can you explain it to me? Because sometimes when people explain themselves and explain their actions, depending on the situation.
Right. They can end up kind of swaying you.
Right. Well, they can sway you. Or if they, like, if you're able to have an honest conversation with the person, then sometimes it really is just a miscommunication. Like, it really could be that you just, you know, because I heard it from, you know, instead of going directly to the source, I heard it from somebody else and then it got misconstrued. It could be just a miscommunication. Or it could be once you hear their side and then they hear your side, you guys can both come to an understanding as to why there was a rift in whatever the situation was. And so that's kind of like why it's not because I don't under, like, it's because, like, when I first started saying that, like, I just don't understand their logic. It's not because I'm putting them down and I think that they're dumb. It's just I clearly don't understand your logic. And so that's one way that I kind of try to be less critical and judgmental, is to really just either just ask them or try to put myself in their shoes and figuring out why people do things that I may think is not necessarily the best or the greatest thing or, you know, I just really tried to figure out what it is that they, what was their intent behind it, you know, because that also.
What did they think was going to come of it?
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes it really could just be like they really are trying and then like their intentions are good, but the result is just a disaster. So,
their execution was bad.
Exactly.
I know
what you're saying, yeah. And that's not anybody's fault. That just happens sometimes. It just happens, you know? And so that's something that I try to do to try to help me be more open-minded is just really either just putting myself in their shoes and, you know, trying to see it from their perspective or actually just asking them for their perspective and asking them like, hey, what, why? I don't get it. To explain it to me. What's your logic? I just don't understand. I don't get it. So that's something that I do to try to help me be less critical and judgmental of others and things that they do to me.
And you know what? I see it a little differently because to me, I don't think of things really in terms of like, oh, I'd like to know. Like, only when something is directing me directly affecting me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Do I really take the time to like, okay, where did you even get it into your head? Like I said with my friend at work, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't understand why you're arguing. Not because it's me, but because this is your job already. So, like, without me saying anything, you already know that I'm right. So why are you arguing, you know, like, it just makes no sense to me. But if it's something that isn't affecting me directly, I don't even think of things in terms of, like, I wish I could understand where your head is. I don't think, like, the way I see it is I don't have to accept it, like, how do I put it? Like, my acceptance should not matter to you at all because I'm not, like, above you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what I think. So like a lot of things I really don't even have an opinion on because I'm like, well, I mean, it, you know, if people are like, man, what do you think about, you know, these people that do this crazy thing? I'm like, well, I mean, that's, I don't know, that's for them. They can do whatever they want. I don't really, you know, I don't come from a place of like, oh, I don't know. It's so weird. Like, I'd like to know why these guys think it's, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. They do whatever they do. And, you know, that's why.
Well,
like it seems mm-hmm. easier to me to just kind of stay out of it. You know, like it's not worth the effort to try to figure it out.
So do you think that you're more critical and judgmental of people or open-minded?
No, I think I'm open-minded. I totally believe in just letting people do what they do. But to be fair, and I don't think that this is critical, but to be fair, you're free to do what you do, but you're not free of the consequences that comes from these things.
True. I agree. You know?
And what I mean is like, I see the craziest, like, there was this guy on Facebook that a grown adult that he was in boxers and boxing gloves and nothing else. Mm-hmm. Well, and shoes. And he jumps off of the hood of his car onto a cactus plant.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like just because. And he jumps on and then he's, of course, screaming. And I mean like screaming. And he's like, oh, get me off, get me off, get me off. And then, like, his friends are standing around, and he's like, hey, get me off right now. Like, he's yelling at them, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my best friend, my mom could have done that, and I would not get you out of that cactus plant. Because you did it, you know?
But that sounds critical.
I'd just stand there and be like, not only am I not going to get you out, but you better stop yelling at me, or
that
I'm just going to drive
critical,
away.
That sounds critical, Mariano.
What?
That sounds like you're critical.
But that's not, but to me, that's not critical. Like, critical would be like, oh, you're such an idiot, you know? like I'll let you do it. I won't have an opinion on it, but I'm just gonna let you learn the lesson at the same time.
okay.
And I don't think that that's necessarily negative. It's again, I think that that harps right back to what I was saying earlier. Maybe it's not the nice thing, but is it really the wrong thing? You know, like because what's gonna come of that? Someone else is gonna do it and hurt themselves. This guy looked hurt when they pulled him out. There was needles all over his body. And that's just mm-hmm. not a smart thing for you to do. So how can I endorse that? You know, it's like saying if I had an alcoholic friend, the nice thing to do would be buy him liquor. But the right thing to do would be to deny him that liquor, even though he really wants it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, look, I'll be nice to you and I'll give you what you need and not what you want. But sometimes what you need when you're being crazy enough to jump into a cactus plant with boxing gloves on is to be in a cactus plant with boxing gloves on. So I'm going to leave you there. I'm going to let you feel the gravity of your own decision because you are an adult. And I don't think there's anybody that can sway me into believing that that is a wrong or mean thing to do.
For more help-filled tips, please stick around.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back.
Welcome. I missed you guys.
She's lying. She didn't miss you guys. I missed you guys, though.
Whatever. I miss you guys more than he does. I always miss you guys.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Now then, let's get into another topic, because it's a hard one, quitting bad habits. And I guess lacking motivation could be a bad habit, and we got into that a little bit too. But this one, I felt like kind of tied into that, was social wellness overall. And I know you had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, social wellness is still, I don't think people really think that you actually have to try when it comes to social wellness. You just...
Okay.
So I think some people feel like, oh, I have a lot of friends or I have no friends, and that they can't change it or whatever.
That there's nothing you can do to improve that?
Okay. And that you don't, like, we believe in, like, bettering our bodies, believe in, you know, bettering, like, what we eat and all that. But how we create relationships and how we sustain those relationships, you have to work at it. And that's also a part of, like, your wellness, because your friends... And your support system and...
Yeah, it all matters.
Your relationships, it does matter. It does take a toll on you, too.
I heard this quote that really got to me, because it says, you are profoundly and subtly influenced most by the people that you choose to be around.
Right.
And the part that scares me is subtly, because it elaborated on that. And it was like, profoundly meaning, over time, you will change drastically, depending on these people. But what makes it so... Maybe not dangerous, but what makes it so... prominent is the fact that it's subtle, the fact that you don't see this, you don't realize it. So, you know, if you're around someone, for example, if I'm around my friends and some of my friends don't work out and they're not lazier, but they're just less motivated to do certain things that I do, I can kind of feel it taking a toll on me a little bit. So I'll take a few days from seeing them and I'll just be at the gym. I reset myself,
and that's okay too. It's okay to have like a variety of friends, as long as you acknowledge, like,
exactly,
there's certain habits that you don't want to pick up.
Right.
But
just set the healthy boundary, you know.
Yeah,
it's okay to have friends, but
good.
Right, but I'm gonna see you this day but not this day. It's totally fine, because I have things to do. It's okay, you live your lifestyle, I live mine, and they're both great, you know.
Right.
But I'm not gonna fall into yours, because that'd be my mistake.
And so, no, that's true. Right. That really is true. It's setting up. Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying that those is worse. If they fell into mine, that'd be their mistake. But it's really easy to do what everyone else is doing. Mm-hmm. So just be weary. When you're around your friends, you could be the one to push them, you know, hey, let's go to the gym.
Right.
Yeah, that's possible.
And like building your friends, building relationships take time.
Yeah.
I think people... don't, like, you put in time in like a romantic relationship and you put in time and effort into someone that you like if you have a crush or whatever, but people forget, like, you have to put that kind of effort and time into other relationships that aren't necessarily romantic,
right?
Like you're with your parents, like,
especially
if you
appreciation for, you know.
Yeah. And like, if you miss someone, call them. Like, if it's someone, even if you haven't spoken to them in a while, or you've never spoken to them really, like, too much. Like, if it's somebody from high school or college or something and you miss them, there's so many ways to get in touch with people now that it's almost like...
Like, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse. Like, you can call them. You can text them. There's Facebook.
You know what? And that's a good point.
Twitter.
Because whenever you do that, don't you feel like you're bugging or like you're...
You do. But then at the same time, like, then you'll never know... what could come, especially like if it's a friend from the past and you just miss them and you guys just have gone out of touch just because of life and growing.
But the point I was getting at was I always feel like I'm bugging, but it's funny because whenever someone does it to me, I feel awesome.
Yeah, you like it.
Right?
Yeah. And it's like you were thinking of me. And
exactly.
Then, and if you guys are able to, you know, you can get together, you can enjoy some time together. If not, you can just speak on the phone and just catch up. And that has to do with like wellness too, because then you feel good.
Exactly.
And, you know, and you might like start reminiscing on things. And
it can change your whole attitude for
the day. It can, for the day. It really does. And like how you said, hearing from somebody from the past is always nice too. So, yeah. You know, both of you, you're bettering both of your day.
Yeah, what we're trying to say
is acting out on that.
Is be that person to reach out, be that person to take that first step.
It takes a friend to be a friend.
Exactly. And it does. It's funny because for some weird reason, it's uncomfortable to do something that small.
Right.
But it's just understand what we are. We're just creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is breaking a habit. It's going to feel weird, but it is better.
Yeah. And it's okay to... I sometimes get this way, which I'm learning now not to do this, mm-hmm. is that I feel like... Oh, if I see like a group of my friends and they do something and I wasn't invited, then I'm like,
you feel a little left out.
I do. Yeah. But then I think to myself, I never invite other people. So like going back on, like, it takes a friend to be a friend. Maybe they don't know that you wanted to come. So if you invite them, you can create certain social situations for yourself and invite others. And if they come, great. If they don't, that's okay too. You know, at least now they know that you're interested in spending time with them. Like say, for instance, like work friends. Now, some people are friends with their like coworkers, but it never leaves the office, which is okay.
Yeah, well, we don't know what that's
in
like.
In certain situations, that's okay. But then if you're going to go out to eat after work mm-hmm. and there's somebody in the office or wherever, whatever it is that you do is, you know, closing with you or ending their day at the same time you are.
Oh, invite them.
Just invite them. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm going to go eat whatever. Do you want to come? And they may say no the first time because it may be awkward. They may have something to do. But then after
that's okay though. But it doesn't have to be awkward.
It initiates.
Like, right, exactly. Like
it
even if
it opens up that door.
Exactly. Even if they turn you down, they're like, man, he invited me to lunch.
Exactly.
Like,
it's not necessarily them turning you down. It's just they may really have something to do.
Yeah.
Or and then like the next time, maybe they'll engage with you because now they know that you're interested in spending time. And sometimes just taking that first step, it's really weird. But
it can change so much. Like
it can.
Recently, there was a new person at work that a lot of the people, not that they didn't like, because they don't know this person, mm-hmm. but they were unsure.
Okay.
Like they just got the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as easy for me as like, hey, you know, just talk to them. Because they weren't really chatty. They're just
quiet.
And people took that the wrong way. And I was like, well, open up. Like, or open this person up. And it's mm-hmm. not that hard.
And it's not that. Yeah. And when you're little kids, your parents always say, oh, go play. Like, go make friends.
Yeah.
Just go say hi. Or like they'll walk you over and be like, hi, this is, you know,
they open
you guys are friends. Be friends. Like, it's okay. It's awkward. But it's only as awkward as you make it.
Exactly. That's the point
and
I was trying to make.
And if it's just food, like, it's everybody has to eat. So eventually somebody's going to say yes.
Exactly. Well, that's the point I was trying to make was it's only awkward if you want it to be awkward.
Right.
You know, and if other people make it awkward, I cut it there. So they'll be like, that's some people don't know how to deal with the – and it's not even confrontation. It's, you know, hey, do you want to come to lunch? And they kind of do that thing where they stare around the room and they're like, sure. And they have that, like, the weirdness mm-hmm. in their voice. And I'm like, look, doesn't need to be weird. Like, do you want
to
come
let's
to
just go
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, like, I'll just cut it right there. Like, there doesn't need to be this awkwardness. Do you want to go?
Right.
Like, you can say no. It's fine, you know?
Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, on the flip side, if you're being asked to go out to eat or invited to something, mm-hmm. then you have to be, like, a yes man or a yes woman.
Yeah.
Especially if
That's
you're
a good point. Yeah.
trying to, like, you know, build new relationships or just rebuild old relationships
exactly.
too. If people are inviting you to things,
go.
Then you have to go because then you'll get out there, you'll try new things, you may find, even if it's something that you're not sure about, like as long as it's like not anything that you feel uncomfortable about or goes against what anything that you believe or anything. But if it's just something new and you've never tried it before,
then try
it. If it's like a sport or like just anything.
Make that a big point.
Then just go. Because you never know. You might like it. And if you don't, that's fine too. But you're going to enjoy the time that you're having with that person.
And not even that, but I enjoy finding out what I don't like as much as what I do like, right?
And it's okay. Yeah. And that's okay. And
because now you know.
Right.
So it's okay.
And you would have never known if you wouldn't have tried it. People always say like, try new things. Because you, when it comes to food, comes to activities and all of that. And if you constantly say no when people do invite you to things, they're going to stop inviting you.
Well, not just
like,
that, but
you fall into the
headspace of nah, you know, instead of oh, but
and that's a habit too.
Exactly.
Saying no is a habit,
right?
Just being
because it's comfortable, is the
right?
thing. You can stay in your little routine; nothing has to change. But
mm-hmm.
it could be better to just give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I've had instances where I say yes, and like what we ended up doing, I thought wasn't worth it, but I learned little things or had fun like along the way.
Right. So or still just enjoying that person.
Exactly.
And then, and if you guys are friends and it's just like one of those things, like I'm never doing this again, they'll just appreciate the fact that you
did it
were willing
time.
To put yourself exactly. out and like, okay, you don't like it. It's fine. And that's okay too. Like that's healthy too, to just be like, I did not like that.
Exactly. And it's a win-win because it gives you a chance to kind of build up your boundary, because if they don't appreciate it, then you can right. let them know, hey, look, I did this. I didn't like it. Sorry, but I gave it a shot. Like, if you don't appreciate yeah. that, then that's on you.
Yeah, you know? True.
Again, it's everything is double-sided, so.
And that does have to do, like, and then that'll just help you build new friends. And if people know that you're not always going to turn them down and that you're willing to try things, even if you've never tried it, then that gives them a time for you to learn something new, like whether it's, like, a cultural thing or they can teach you something. And then they, like how you said, they would just appreciate it, and it just makes somebody, I would like it if somebody, even if they told me, I've never done this before and I'm right. nervous to do it, but I'm willing to do it because you asked me.
Exactly.
Then, you know, I really do appreciate that, and I may not even make you do it because I'm like, okay, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, yeah. We can do something different.
But I appreciate the
the effort, and it exactly. shows me that you are trying to build our relationship even if you are nervous
exactly.
or whatever.
That's fine. It's okay to be nervous.
Yeah.
But it's important to push.
Exactly. Yeah. And just to try, because you'll, who knows? I've tried things that I've never thought that I would do, and I like love it. So.
Exactly.
And it's right? fun.
Like Tinder.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Okay. Tinder, I'm not trying.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Social.
Let's wrap this up here. So remember, if you need help quitting bad habits,
yeah.
Come to someone. Come to us. Come to anyone else.
Yeah, there's a lot of things
there's
online.
There's so many, and all of it's free.
Ask your doctor.
Yeah, YouTube it. There's
doctors
so many things
are really,
you can do.
I think a lot of people are afraid to ask their doctor things, but it's really not that big of a deal. And your doctor can point you, of course, in the best direction
yeah.
for absolutely. Yourself. Yeah, it's not. Ask your doctor. Ask a friend. If you have a friend that's really fit, ask them. A lot of times people who are healthy and live an active lifestyle
really
enjoy
nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
sharing that.
Exactly.
You know, and they love it, so they enjoy sharing it.
And people have that stigma of like the buff kind of D-bag. No, a lot of people at the gym tend to be really nice. Just yeah. talk to them. Just ask them.
And that has to do with social wellness.
Exactly.
Putting yourself out there and saying yes.
See how I was segueing into that? I was real smooth about it. Yeah, so be a yes person. It's all right. You know, just try something. It's okay.
Thank you for listening. This has been the 2016 Best of Health and Wellness episode. If you like what you heard, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and GoldenStateMediaConcepts.com. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.